Good morning and a Freilichen Zos Chanukah to everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Mem Gimel. We are holding on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. We're going to pick up again at the two dots at Tanur Rabbanan, five lines before the lines get wide, so because it's one sugya that goes straight from there. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Alda Shalom, also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, also by Avi and Esti Goldstein and family, Lizecha Nishmas, their beloved son, Zachary Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham, upon his fifth yahrzeit, which is Shabbos. He was my Talmud, a very, very special person. We miss him dearly. His neshama shav in Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to talk about is the kofar, for how the kofar payment that goes for killing a woman goes to her yorshim, and then the Gemara is going to say, and not to the husband. So then the Gemara is going to discuss, and what about the nizakin? What about the chiyuvei nezek? Does that also go to the yorshim, or does that go to the husband if she subsequently dies before you actually pay it? Meaning, when it comes to kofar, she's obviously dead by the time you're paying it. So then it's a shaila of the husband of the yorshim. When it comes to a nezek that was done to her, so then typically it would go to her. But the question is, when what if she dies before it's before it's actually paid? So the Gemara is going to come up with the source that the husband doesn't get the nezek payments because they're ra'ui and not muhsak. They're considered to be ra'ui and not muhsak. So then the Gemara is going to discuss if a shor kills without kavana. So when a shor kills without kavana, it doesn't get killed, and the consequence of that is that the owner is not going to have to pay shloshim shel eved if it killed an eved, nor is it going to have to pay kofar, because those are things that only get paid when the shor himself is deserving of getting killed as well. Then on Mem Gimel and Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about three different possible sources for why Rava assumes that Eish Shalob B'Kavana, that kills a person, does not pay damim. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the final discussion of the daf, is whether you pay shloshim and kofar and shloshim shaleved, even when the animal killed shalob kavana. And we're going to compare two drushes from the psukim on that topic. And when an animal kills shalob kavana, do you pay the shloshim shaleved and the kofar? So let's begin. Again, we're going back to Tanur Rabbanan, about five lines before the lines get wide, on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa as follows. The pasuk says, Vehemis ish O Isha, Amar Rabbi Akiva, V'chima Bazel Lamdeinu. What's the pasuk telling me? What's it teaching me when it says Vehemis Ish O Isha Im L'chayev Eli Isha Ki Ish? If it's just telling me that if a shor gores in Isha, it has the same din as a shor that gores in Ish, and it gets skila, and you pay kofar for killing a human being, Harei Kvar Nemar. But the pasuk right before that already says, literally the preceding pasuk says Ki Yigach Shor Es Ish O Es Isha. It already says so they can't be teaching me that. Ella lahakish isha leish. No, it's telling me to link isha to ish in the following sense. Ma ish nizak of liarshav. Just like an ish, if he dies, nizak of liarshav, the yarshim are the one that is zocha in the tashlumei nezek that you chayv for it. Af isha nizkel liarsheha. So to an isha, the nizakim go to her yarshim and not to her husband. That's the chiddush. It's not to her husband. Now the Gemara said that the Bryce had said that it can't be that it's teaching me that you're chayiv the kofar for killing an isha, because the pasuk already prior had said ki yigachshor es ish o es isha. Shidim Gvetzes just points out that pasuk is talking about a short tam, and it could be that the gabi chayiv kofar by a muad, we're not mashve isha the ish, but so maybe that's the limit. How do you know that it's the same? I mean, there's a reason why there are two pasukim that say it, even in Pshuto Shel Mikra, that the first one is about short time, and the second one might be about Shor Muad. But the Shidim Gvetzes points out that since the pasuk that it says by Muad, V'huad V'baylov, V'lo Yishmerenu V'hemis, is said as a hemshich of the din of short time, and by the short time it says Isha Wisha, meaning it's a continuation of the same parsha and the same discussion, so we assume that if by short time we set the parameters of the discussion to be Isha Wisha, that the same thing is going to apply by a Shor Muad as well, and therefore the repeat of that phrase place must be teaching me something different. So it's teaching me this halacha that the nezakim go liyor sheha. So it says Gemara v'sav Rabbi Kiva lo yoris labal. Does Rabbi Kiva hold that the baal is not yorish his wife min haTorah, and that's why he says that the yorshim are the ones that are makabel the nezakim v'atanya? But don't we have a brisa that tells us in the parsha of Nachalos, in the parsha of Yerusha, v'yarash osa mikan shabal yorish his ishto, that we see that a husband yarshins his wife, divrei Rabbi Akiva. So how could Rabbi Akiva darshan over here that the baal is not yorish his wife if Rabbi Akiva holds that a baal is yorish his wife? So suddenly Rishonim point out, what do you mean? That's exactly why I need a drasha to tell me that over here he's not Yorish's wife. It's Davka because a baal is Yorish's wife that the puzzle goes out of its way to tell me that in this situation the baal is not Yorish his wife. To the contrary, if Rabbi Akiva holds him in a Torah the baal were not Yorish's wife, why would I need a pasuk when it comes to Nizakin to tell me that that it goes Lior Sheha v'lo l'baila? So it must be that he holds that Bakala Torah the baal is Yorish's wife. So the Rashba writes that the Gemara could have given that answer, but the Gemara wants to be mechadish that even according to the Man D'Yomer that the Baal is Yorish Hashishto min haTorah and he's Zocha in all of her, in all Nezek that's done to her, nevertheless the Kofar is different where he's not going to be Zocha Bo because he's only Zocha in Itlachar Misasa and therefore it's Ra'wi, it's not Mukhsak, so Kofar is going to be an exception. So Einachinami, that could have been the Gemara's answer, but the Gemara wants to highlight that even if you were to typically hold that a Baal is Yorish Hashishto, this is going to be different. Why is it going to be different? So the Gemara explains, Amar Eish Lakish, Lo Amar Ella Bekofer. When Rabbi Kiva says that a Baal is not Yorish, his wife, that's only when it comes to Kofer. And the reason that Kofer is different than any other Nechasim that she may have, any other possessions that she may have when she dies, is Hol Vein Mishtalim Ella La'achar Misa Vavalei Ra'ui. Because Kofer only gets paid after she dies. So it turns out that she never had that money of Kofar. It was only money that is coming to her, that's ra'ui to come to her later on. And and a husband is not Yorish's wife in the chasim that are ra'ui to come after she dies, only in the chasim that she actually had a hold on while she was alive. That din, that a baal is not Yorish, Beratwe Kibamuchsuk is darshan, the Gemara darshan's Mesechta Basra from a pasuk, and Tosfos points out that Rabbi Kiva still needs to darshan the Inyan Kofar from the Hekesh of Isha Le'ish, and not to just say, oh, it's part of this broader din that a baal is not Yorish Baratwe, meaning once we know that it's that once Reish Lakish clarifies that this is called Ratwe and it's not Muchsuk, so why does the pasuk have to say something special over here when it comes to Kofar, when it comes to an animal that had killed a woman? It's just part of the general halacha that a husband is not Yorish Baratwe. So Tosfos writes, because there's makom to say that Kofar is not called Ratwi, because the Chavala started while she was alive. So I would have assumed that maybe that's called Muchsak, meaning the fact that she was struck with an injury from this animal that would ultimately kill her, but that injury happened while she was alive. And since it happened while she was alive, maybe that's called Muchsak. And also Lehepich, you can't learn from here to the whole din of Ratwe, meaning I need a pasuk in Mesechs Bab Basra to, for the Gemara Darshan in Mesechs Bab Basra, because even though I have this pasuk, because there's also makom to say that Dafka by Kofar, the husband is not Yorish, because by Kofar, the only way to ever get Kofar is when it's when the woman's no longer here. So it never even has the potential to be muchsuk, because it only is going to get paid after she dies, because you're only chayiv kofar when a person dies. Masha'ein kein, any other nechasim that she might have, that sometimes might be ratwi, sometimes might be muchsuk, right? Cash, sometimes she had it, and sometimes it was just owed to her by somebody, and it was only ratwi. So that's something that could go in either direction. But when it comes to a kofar payment, a kofar payment can only be something that's ratwi. So maybe I can't learn every other ratwi from this one. So it says more in my time, how do I know that you're only chayiv kofar la'achar misasa? Which seems like a very strange question. What do you mean, how do I know you're only chayiv kofar la'achar misasa? Because you only pay you're paying kofar for killing a person. So of course you only be chayiv la'achar misasa. So Rashi writes, yeah, it says vehemis, but it would have been possible to say that when Beis Din assesses that this person is going to die from their injury because of the negicha, so maybe you're already chayiv in kofar. So how do I know that you have to wait till you get confirmation of death? That it's not good enough that we assess that this person is most likely to die. So my time, so says Gemara, because Amar Kra, Vehemis Ish O Isha, Hashor Yisakel, Vegamba Alav Yumas, Im Kofar Yushas Alav. So you see in the pasuk that the Chiv Kofar is after the Skila of the Shar. The Skila of the Shar certainly doesn't happen until the woman is dead, until the victim is dead. So that's how I know that the Kofar is only going to be paid after the victim is dead, not when the victim is presumed to be about to die, or the presumed to that they're going to die from their wounds. So ask Gemara, Ubin Nizakin, Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva, by other Nizakin, that the Chiyuv is Chal while the woman is still alive. Does Rabbi Akiva not say that the Baal is Yoresh those, that the Baal is not Yoresh those Nizakin? Meaning, if you're going to tell me that the whole reason Rabbi Akiva says the Baal is not Yoresh the Kofar is because it's Ra'ui, it's not Muksuk, what about Nizakin that are not Ra'ui? Doesn't Rabbi Akiva hold in those cases also that the Baal is also not Yoresh? Va'atanya, don't we have a brisa that tells us, Hika Se'isha, that if a person strikes a woman who was pregnant, V'yatzi Yuladeha, and she loses the babies, so no se nezek v'tzar li'isha, you pay the nezek and the tzar to the isha, udmei vlados l'baal, and you pay the value of the vlados to the baal. Ein abal, if the baal dies after the man struck the isha, so nosin liyarshav, then you give the demei vlados to his yarshim. Ein isha, if the woman dies subsequent to striking her, not as a result of that strike, she just dies, so nosin liyarshela, then you give the tzar and the nezek to her yarshim and not to her husband. Haisa shivcha v'nishtachra, if she was a shivcha and then she was freed and after she was nishtachra, she became pregnant from an Eved Meshuchrar, Ogiores, or she was married to a Ger, and they both died. So Zacha, the Mazik, is Zocha, and he doesn't have to pay Nezek Tsar nor Dmei Vlados, because since they don't have Yorshim, so Kalakodim Zacha, and the Mammon that's Biyado, he was Kodim, because he's the one that still has his own money. So it's going to turn out he's never going to have to pay. So you see from the fact that the Brisa says, Ein Ha'isha, Nosein Liyorsheha, that if the woman's not around, you give it to her Yorshim, that even when it comes to other Nizak, and like Nezek and Tsar, Rabbi Akiva holds, the Baal is not Yoresh's wife. It's not only a special din by Kofar. So Rabbi and Rav Nachman are Yashiv the Brisa. Amar Rabba Begrusha. Rabbi says the Brisa is talking about that after the Chavala, the guy was Megarish's wife, and that's why if she dies, he's no longer going to be Yoresh, the Nezek and the Tsar. But in the case where they were still married, if she dies, then Neina Chinami, the husband is going to be the one that gets that payment. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Begrusha. Rav Nachman also says the Brisa must be talking about a Grusha, because if they were still married, then of course when she dies, the Nezek and Tsar payment goes to the husband. So Amri in the Bnei Yeshiva, they ask the following question: Grusha Nami Tiflog bin Dmei Vlados. So if we're talking about a Grusha, why would the Brisa say that the Dmei Vlados, that the Dmei Vlados go to the Baal? Meaning, he said, yeah, the Nezek and the Tsar, if she was a Grusha and she's no longer here to pay, so the Nezek and the Tsar go to her Yarshim, because the Baal is no Shaychus to the Nezek and Tsar anymore, since he's not married to her anymore. But what about the Dmei Vlados? We had said that the Dmei Vlados goes to the Baal. Well, why should that be the case? Shouldn't they split the Dmei Vlados? The woman should also get her portion, because the whole fact that the Dmei Vlados go to the Baal is derived from the pasuk of Kasher Yashis Alav Baal HaYisha. So it sounds like he only gets it, he's only purely entitled to it, because he is Baal HaYisha. But when it comes to a Grusha, he is no longer Baila. He's no longer her husband, and therefore they should split the Dmei Vlados. So Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa rejects this kasha. He says, "Hatorah zikso Dmei Vlados lebal afilu baal abiznus." No, the Torah is mizake the baal and the Dmei Vlados, even if they were never married, even if it was just a biasnus that impregnated her. So Kolsh came by a grusha where they were at least once married. My time, Amar Kra kasha Yoshes alav baal isha. Baal in this case does not imply husband, it implies Boel, that the Torah is Mezaka, the Dmei Vlados, to the father of the fetus, even though he was never married to her. However, Tosfos points out he has to be Ra'oi Lias Bala, meaning it has to be someone who Kiddushin is Tovsin with. But if he's Ba'al Imo, where he's not even Ra'oi Lias Bala, then he's not Zocha in the Dmei Vlados. Tosfos quotes that from Yerushalmi. The Rashba adds that according to Rabbi Akiva, the same is true by Ol Chayav Elavin, because according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Tfis Kiddushin by Chayav Elavin. That was Rabbi Akiva's big Chumri. He was going to be Marba Mamzerin by saying that every time someone gets married to a Chayav Lav, the child is going to be a Mamzer. There's no Tfis Kiddushin whatsoever. So according to Rabbi Akiva, in such a case, the father of these fetuses would not be Zoche to the Dmei Vlados. But again, you don't have to actually be the Baal. You only even being a Boel is good enough to be entitled to the Dmei Vlados. So Gemara says, well, why do Rabbi and Rav Nachman have to be Dochik to say that the Brisa is talking about a Grusha V'nukma L'Rabba Kigon Shagavu Ma'os L'Rav Nachman Kigon Shagavu Karka? The Gemara could have just said that the Brisa is talking about based on what they disagree about in a different context, that according to Rabbi, the case is that for the payment of the Nezik and the Tsar, they collected money, that since the money was not biyada, Rabba already considers that to be ra'oi, and the Baal is not yoresh biro'oi. And according to Rav Nachman, it's a case where they were govah karka for the Nezik and the Tsar. So since that karka was not biyada, Rav Nachman holds that's considered to be ra'oi. Because when it comes to, I mean, where else do we have this din? That you're not notel biro'oi kibbe muksuk, that one does not receive, it was not yoresh biro'oi kibbe muksuk. You have that by pishnayim of a bechor. The halacha is that bechor gets pishnayim of the Yerusha. He gets double the amount of any of the other sons in the Yerusha, but a bechor is not notel pishnayim beratui kibemuchsak. Right? If they find Rav Shachter, I think often gives the example that they find in the father's desk drawer a winning lottery ticket after the father died. So you have the winning lottery ticket. So that's ratui. That's money that he doesn't yet have. But so the bechor is not going to get pishnayim of that. So when it comes to Yerusha's bechor, there is a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Nachman as follows. Da'amar Rabba, gavu karka yeshlo, that if they collect karka, the bechor gets pishnayim of that, because that's considered muchsak in the hands of the father. It's not considered ra'ui, because it was meshuba to the chov that was owed to the father. So if they collect karka, for the payment of the chov that was owed to the father, karka was always meshuba to that chov, and therefore it's as if the father had it the whole time. But gavu ma'os ain't lo. But if they collect money for the chovos that were owed to the father, then the bechor does not get pishnayim, because that money was not considered to be something that the father had a hold on. For Rav Nachman Amar, gavu ma'os yeshlo. No, he gets pishnayim if they collect money, because the father is considered muchsak in the money, because that's how you pay back a chov, typically. You pay back with money. But gavu karka ain't lo. But if you collect karka, then you don't get pishnayim, because the karka was not biyad aviyam. That's only considered to be ra'oi. So over here also, when it comes to the payment of the nezek and the tsar, shouldn't we consider either the ma'os or the karka like ra'oi, and therefore the husband is not going to be yoresh? So why do we have to say, why did Rabba and Rav Nachman have to say, oh, you know which case, the husband's not going to get the nezek payment and the tsar payment if the woman dies prior to collecting? Oh, the case must be that they're divorced, that he's not the husband. You don't have to say that they're divorced. Just say in Lamarkadislay, that either it's karka or it's money. And just like by Pishnayim of a Bukhar, each one holds that one of those things is considered ra'ui. So we are also, it's considered ra'ui. So Amri, so they answered, Hani mi b'nei ma'rava libid rabbanon. The machlokas Rabbi and Rav Nachman about a Bukhar was only said on the sheet of the b'nei ma'rava, who hold like the sheet of the rabbanon, that any shevach that the nechassim have after the Misas Ha'av is considered ra'ui. Kikamri hacha, but when Rabbi and Rav Nachman are talking over here, it's kerebi. It's like the sheet of Rebbe that disagrees with the Rabbanan. And according to him, any shevach that the nechassim have on their own after the father dies is considered to be muchsak. So whether they collect money or whether they collect karka, according to Rebbe, that's all considered muchsak. And the husband will yashin those things, and a bechor will yashin pishnayim of those things. And therefore, they have to be mamet that we're talking over here about a grusha, that the whole machlokas Rabbi and Rav Nachman is only within a particular shita in Tanaim. So over here, when they give their ukimta, it's within the opposite shita of Tanaim. Now the Gemara discusses a new topic. Ashar gorz shelo bekavana, so does it have to pay kofer or shloshim shel eved? So I'm Rabbi Shimon Malachi. Ashar shemus as ha eved shelo bekavana. If Ashar kills an eved kenani without kavana, patum shloshim shkalim. He does not pay shloshim shkalim. Shneimer kesef shloshim shkalim yitain ladonov vashar yisakel. So we see that we make a hekish between the payment of knas and the misas ashar. Calls man shashar beskila habayli mishalim shloshim shkalim. If the shor is going to get skila, then the bailim is going to pay shloshim shkalim. But ain't a shor beskila. If the shor is not going to get skila, then ain't a bailim shalom shloshim shkalim. Then the husband does not pay shloshim. Then the husband. Then the owner does not pay shloshim shkalim. The owner of the shor is not going to have to pay shloshim shkalim. And that's why the shor that kills shalom bekavana is which is going to be pater miskila. The bailim is going to be pater from paying the shloshim shkalim. How do I know it's pater miskila? The pasuk says v'ashar yisakel v'gamba alav you must. So the gemara is going to darshan in tomorrow's daf kemisas a bailim kach misas ashar. That just like a person who kills shalom bekavana is Patr Mimisa, because it says by Rotzeach v'aravlo v'kamalav that it has to be that there is kavana to kill the victim. So too, a shor that kills shalom b'kavana is going to be patr with shloshim shkalim because we link the payment the skila of the shor to the way a person would be chayiv if he had committed a murder. And then we have a second link between the skila of the shor and the shloshim shkalim. So you only pay the shloshim shkalim when the shor is in fact going to get skila. Another din. Amar Rabba, Shor Shehem is Ben Chorin, and for Shor kills a person who's not an Eved, Shalom Bekavana, without Patrmi Kofer. The Bailim is going to be Pat from paying Kofer. Shenemar, Hashar Yisakel, the Gamba Alav Yimas, Im Kofer Yushas Alav. So you see that we link the Kofer payment to the Misas Hashar. Calls Mancha, Shor Beskila, Bailim Mishalm Kofer, Ein Hashar Beskila, Ein Bailim Mishalm Kofer. That only if the Shor is going to get Skila, will the Bailim pay Kofer. If the Shor is not going to get Skila, then the Bailim is not going to pay Kofer. According to Rabbi Eliezer Shita that we learned back on Mem Aleph and Beis, that Naki is Lema'it Shartam Mechatzi Kofer. I mean, we had four different prices about what Naki comes to teach me. So Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that a short tam doesn't pay chatzi kofer. And we started talking about that the case where the shor was not killed because it was in the skavin lebehema v'haragadam, right? The shor itself was that committed the violation was not killed because it was having kavana for a behema and it accidentally killed an adam. So you see that he holds that a mu'ar is chayiv even in such a case, even in the Mur is Chayiv and Kofer, even in such a case. So it must be that Rabbah doesn't hold that way. That's what Tosos points out back on Malvam Beis, that Rabbah is assuming not that way. Even though Rabbah doesn't have a Tana that holds like him, so you have to say that he learns up a later Mishnah to be going like that. Okay, so bottom line is that whenever the Shor did not intend to kill, the Bailim of the Shor is not going to pay Kofer. So now Abaye challenges Rabbah. How can you say that? We have a Mishnah in Ksubas Daf Mem Aleph that if a person is moda in front of Beis Din and he says, Hamis Shorias Ploni, my Shor killed Ploni, O Shorushal Ploni, or my Shor killed Shorushal Ploni, Hareza Mishalim El Piatzmo, he does not become putter just because he was moda, because this is not considered a knas payment. So moda is not putter, it's considered mamon. So my love, Kofer, aren't we talking about the fact that the Mishnah is Mechayiv him to pay? Shorius Ploni, that when the Mishnah is Mechayiv him to pay Kofer, that's the payment that you do when your Shor kills a human being. So if we're saying that when a guy is Moda, that my Shor killed a human being, he's going to have to pay. We're saying he's going to have to pay Kofer. So you see that it's not considered a Knas payment, and he's going to it must be a case that there were no Edim, obviously, on the Hariga, so the Shor is not going to get Skila, and nevertheless, apparently, we're saying he's got to pay Kofer. So how can you tell me a rule that whenever the Shor is not going to get Skila, the Bailim is going to pay Kofer? If there were no Edim, the Shor is not going to get Skila. If the Bailim is the one that admitted that his Shor killed the person, and there were no Edim that his Shor killed the person, so why in the world would so the Shor is not going to get Skila, then why in the world would the Bailim be paying the Kofer? So Rabbi rejects, he says, Lo, Damim. It's not talking about Kofer. It's talking about the value of the Nerag. That just like a Shor who's Mazik and Adam has to pay the value of the Nezek, so too if he kills a person, he has to pay the value of that person to the Yorshim. So even though the Shor is not going to get Skila, and he's not going to pay Kofar either, because if the Shor doesn't get Skila, he doesn't pay Kofar either, but he still does pay the Demay, the value of the person that they that he killed. So it sounds like from the simple reading of the Gemara that even in a case where a Shor killed the person, it's Shaykh to be Mechayiv him Damim, and that's where the Torah is not Mechayiv the Kofar and the Kanas. The Balamor writes that Hamas means Hizik over here, but if he was Harag, then whoever heard of such a thing that you pay Damim when he's Harag? When the Shor kills, you pay Kofar, you don't pay Damim. So he says over here it must mean that Hamas means Hizik, and there's no, and we're not even getting involved in the Kofar payment. Then that's when Rabbi answers lo damim, he's really changing the whole case. He's saying, lo, it's not a case where he killed, it's a case where he damaged, and that's why it's damim. But the simple reading of the Gemara is that even though he killed, since he's not paying kofar, so he's going to pay damim instead. So Abaye does not accept that. E damim, if we're talking about damim, ema seifa, how do you go on and read the seifa where it says that if he's modan, he says, hamis shori es avdo shalploni, eino mishalim al piatzmo. That if he says, my shor killed a certain eved, then you're not going to pay al piatzmo because it's modu b'knas, and modu b'knas Potter, but v'damim, my love. But if it's damim, then it's not a kanas. If you're just paying the value of the victim, so even when you kill an eved, you should have to pay damim, and that payment should be shayich even when you're moda, because a chiyuv mamon, it's a chiyuv mamon, it's not a chiyuv kanas. So why does the Mishnah say that you're not going to be mishalim al pi atzmo? So Rabbi responded to Abaye, yachilma l'shnu yilach. I could have answered you reisha damim v'seifa kanas. Meaning I could have given you an easy answer by saying, yeah, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about damim. Second part of the Mishnah is talking about kanas, and that's why in the first part of the Mishnah moda you're chayiv, and the second part of the Mishnah moda you're potter. But it's not nice to give answers that are very dachuk, and that's always considered dachuk when you have to make a nukimta where the Mishnah is making two different assumptions from one line to the next. So rather, I'll tell you a better answer that edvid damim, both in the Reisha and in the Seifa, it's all about damim. None of it is about about a kanas payment. Ben Chorin de Mishalim Kofar al Piatzmo. Ben Chorin, since we do find that he pays Kofar al Piatzmo, Vehechi Dami, what would be such a case where Ben Chorin, but that you pay Kofar al Piatzmo, Diyasus Hadivis Hidu Be Dukatal? Let's say Eden came and were made that this Shor killed a Ben Chorin. Velo Yadi Itam Ave Imurava. The only thing is, they had no idea if it was a Tam or if it was a Muad. Eden just saw this Shor. They identified the Shor. It had a spot over here. I saw it, right? So they identified the Shor. I got a bunch of people sent me yesterday that there was a Shor on train tracks by Newark. So they said, Dafyomi coincidence, Kodesh Baruch Hu is bringing the Kochos of Shor into the world. So, okay. But anyway, they don't know if it happens to be. Yesterday I turned on my daf shir from last cycle and I said the ultimate daf yomi coincidence. There was a story of a shor loose. I don't know if we just managed to find these stories right around where the taka happens, right around the mems. Anyway, so the velo yadi itam ava imur lava, and they don't know if it was a shor tam or, and therefore he's put from kofar, or is a shor muad. So the aiden can't testify that he's chayv kofar. They can only testify that he killed a human being. But they don't know that he's chayiv kofer. Va'amar mari demuadhu. And then the Bala Shor says, yeah, it's a Shor muad. So since the Shor is going to be niskal, you can't pater mi kofer based on culture in a Shor b'skila and a Bala Mishalim kofer, the Mishalim kofer al piatzmo. So there's a case where you Mishalim kofer al piatzmo, because the kofer is not a kenas that he's going to be pater from with his hodah. So since we find by Ben Chorin that you're Mishalim al piodah, so in a case where the Shor is niskal, sehecha deleka edim, therefore, in a case where there no edim came at all about this negicha, he was just moda that his shor had gored. So in such a case, he's not going to pay kofar because the shor is not going to get skila. But nevertheless, mishalim damim, he'll at least pay damim based on his own hoda'ah. But gabe eved she'eino mishalim knas al piatzmo. But by an eved, you're never going to have a case where your own testimony and your own statement is going to be mechayiv you to pay a knas. Ve'echi dami. Why is that? So di'iyasu edim v'sihidu be'dekata. well. Because the Vedim come and say that this shor killed an Eved, v'lo yadi tam aviyimur avi. And we don't know if the shor is a tam, and he's pot from shoshal Eved, or it's a muad. V'amar mare muadu. And you have the same case that we said before, except now it's an Eved, and the Bailim comes and says that, yeah, the shor is a muad, even though the shor is nerag, because they were made that it had killed an Eved, that it had killed a human being, but lo mishtalim knas al piatzmo. He does not pay the knas based on his own hada'a, because modu b'knas is pater. So since we don't find a case that you're mishalim shlosh mishal eved based on your own hada'a, therefore hecha deleka edim, when there were no edim that the shor gored, it was purely based on your own admission, lo mishalim damim, you're not going to pay damim. So when do you pay damim in place of the knas that you would normally pay? That's if there's some way that you could sometimes pay the knas al piatzmo. So then we say, okay, so then if it's purely al piatzmo, you're going to have to pay damim. But when there's no way that you could ever pay the knas al piatzmo, then when it's purely al piatzmo, you're not going to have to pay damim either. And that explains the discrepancy between the reisha and the seifa. It's all talking about damim, but only in certain circumstances are you going to pay damim al piatzmo, and other cases you're not going to have damim. Masav Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak challenges this, that it says in the Brisa, Kol shechayiv beben chorin, chayiv be'eved, bein bekofer, bein bemisa. Kofer be'eved miika. There's no kofer by a shor that kills an eved except for shloshim shal eved. Elulav damim. So it must be that the Brisa is talking about damim, that the din of ben chorin and eved must be the same, that there's a chayiv damim even by an eved. So that's a kashan rabba who said that by a ben chorin you're chayiv damim based on your own hoda'a, but by an eved you're potter from damim, since by an eved you would never have a case where you're mishalim kofer al piatzmo. So mela, there's never going to be a chayiv damim. But over here you see beferish that there is a chayiv damim. So Gemara explains the Brisa in a way that it's not going to be so ser Rabba's explanation. Ika da Amri, who most of the whom mefarikla. Some say that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak himself was miyashiv the kasha that he just asked on Rabba. Ika da Amri Amr le Rabba, and others say that no, that Rabba turned around to him and answered the kasha. But either way, here's the answer. Hachi katani, the Brisa means to say as follows. Kol shechayiv ben chorin bekavana al pi edim kofer chayiv be'eved knas. Anytime a ben chorin, anytime you're going to be chayiv for killing a ben chorin bekavana based on edim, you're going to be chayiv kofer, so you're chayiv in an eved. In a parallel case, you're going to be chayiv knas. V'kol shechayiv ben chorin shelo bekavana al pi edim damim, and any situation of killing a ben chorin where it was shelo bekavana and it was al pi edim, that you're going to be chayiv damim, chayiv be'eved shelo bekavana al pi edim damim. So you can be chayiv damim to an eved as well. Meaning the Brisa makes the equation between a ben chorin and an eved. It's not talking about a case of moda al piatzmo, where the guy just comes in his moda. Because in that case, in a chidami, there is no damim payment for the eved, just like the Mishnah says in Maseches Ksubos. The Brisa is talking about a case where edim were made that this shor was no geach, that this shor had killed, and in that sense, the Brisa equates the din of an eved to the din of a ben chorin. That if the negicha was bikavana, that you're going to be chayiv kofer by a ben chorin, and shloshim shal eved by an eved. And if it was in the gicha shalo b'kavana, you're potter from kofer and from knas on both of them, because any time the shor is not going to be chayiv skila, the bailim is not going to be chayiv kofer, nor shloshim shal eved, but in both cases, you are chayiv damim. So Rava asks on Rava, these chayiv damim for killing a person, amle Rava, ihachi, if there's a chayiv damim for killing a person, al piedim, when there's no kofer or knas, Isho shalo b'kavana. So now we pivot a little bit and we say, okay, what would that tell me about Eish shalo b'kavana? A person lights a fire and it goes and it kills someone. Shalo b'kavana kills a person who's tied down and didn't have any opportunity to escape. Al piedim nishalim damim. You should pay damim because on niske Eish, you're pata from kofer. So mele, you should be chayiv damim. Meaning, if you're telling me a klal that whenever you're pata from kofer but someone dies, meaning something happened, shalo b'kavana, and your damage killed somebody, you're going to have to pay damim. damim. So isha shelo bekavana should also have to pay damim. So minalei the Rava delo mishalim. How does Rava know that it's not true? Meaning, it's only a challenge if it's if he's saying, but that would be absurd. Meaning that you're going to end up paying damim for isha shelo bekavana. Maybe it's not so absurd. Maybe in a chinami you pay damim for isha shelo bekavana. So ilema. So if you're going to say that the makor of Rava is miditnan from the Mishnah, we're going to have later on daf samach aleph amud beis that a person lights a fire on a gadish ve'gedi kafaslo, and there was a gedi that was tied to this gadish ve'evet samachlo, and there's also an evet right nearby, an evet kanani v'nisrafimo, and the gedi and the evet burned together with the gadish. So chayiv, you got to pay for the gedi and the gadish, but you're pater on the evet because the evet should have run away. But evet kafaslo, if the evet were tied down and he could not escape, u'gedi samachlo, and the gedi was just nearby v'nisrafimo, and again they both burnt together with the gadish, then pater, then you're not going to have to pay. So Rava holds that the patur is both on the gedi and on the eved. On the gedi because the gedi should have run away, it wasn't tied down, and on the eved because you're not chayiv damim for killing a person with eish. So maybe that's how Rava knew that you're never chayiv for killing a person with eish, and that's why he used that as a kasha on Rava. But according to you, why not? So the Gemara says, nah, you don't see that you're not chayiv for killing a person, you're not chayiv damim for killing a person with eish from there, because I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish explained back on Daf Chav Beis that in explaining that Mishnah, Kikon Shehitzis Begufo Shel Eved, that the case is you light the fire on the Eved. So that's not called a Mazik of Eish, that's a Rotzeach. And the Eish just happens to be your murder weapon. And the reason for your Patur is to come Le Bidraba Minei, because since you're Chayiv Misa for even if you're Chayiv Mamon at the same time, so we give you the more Chamer of the two Misa, so you're Nerag and Yeno Mishalim. So you can still say that in the case where the nezek was done al yidei eish, maybe you are chayiv damim if it wasn't the case where you actually did something for which you're chayiv misa. It was just the eish shelo b'kavana that went out and then killed somebody. So maybe you are chayiv damim. So Gemara brings another makar that maybe is the basis of Rava assuming that there's no chayiv damim on eish. The ella me haditanya. It's from the following brisa. Chomer be'eish mi babar. There's a chumra niske eish above niske bar she eish muadus lechol bein dover. Eish will consume both things that are ra'oi for it to consume, like wood, and things that are not ra'oi for it to consume, like a plowed field, and now you're going to have to plow it a second time, or it burns avanim and it damages them. So you chayv on that as well. Mashain came bebar, as opposed to by a bar where you're potter when it damages something that's unusual for it to damage. V'ilusha eish mishalemes shelo b'kavana damim mashain came bebar lo katani. But it never says that one of the chumras of eish over bar is that an eish pays damim and a bar is patra on misas adam, of which a bar is patra on misas adam. Says Mar, okay, but dilma tana v'shayir. Maybe it doesn't give every chumra that eish has over bar, but in a chinami, this is an additional chumra that eish has over bar. Ella Rava gufe ibu'uye mi bayale. Rava himself was not asking from the din of eish on Rabba. He himself was actually asking Rabba as an informational point. According to you, that there's a chiyuv damim when the shar is no geach shelo b'kavana, what taka is the din? Isha shelo b'kavana, mi mishalim dam malo. Meaning we misunderstood the tone of Rava's question. We thought Rava was saying, that's ridiculous. Then it's going to turn out that you're going to have to pay damim for a shelo b'kavana. He wasn't saying that's ridiculous. He's saying, oh, well, does the taka turn out that you pay damim for a shelo b'kavana? Mi aminan gabe shor hu de b'kavana mishalim kofer, shelo b'kavana mishalim damim, aval isha b'kavana lo mishalim kofer, shelo b'kavana nami lo mishalim damim. Do we say that the reason you paid damim by the shor is because it had been done b'kavana, you would have paid kofar, so shalom b'kavana you paid damim. But by an eish, where there's no kofar, maybe there's no damim payment. Oh, Dilma, given the gabi shor, shalom b'kavana, avel gav d'lek kofar m'shalim damim, so maybe you could say that since by a shor, that damages shalom, that kills shalom b'kavana, even though there's no kofar payment, so it's replaced with a damim payment. So gabi yishu nami, avel gav d'kavana, lo m'shalim kofar, shalom b'kavana miyam m'shalim damim, v'lo yadinan. And maybe by an eish as well, since even though there is no kofar payment ever by an eish, but maybe shelo b'kavana should at least pay damim. And we just don't know. We don't know if that's true or not. So teku, they were never able to resolve this difficulty. So now the Gemara quoted in Amud Aleph, and according to Rabba, a shor mu'ah that kills an adam, shelo b'kavana, is pater from kofar. So the Gemara says, you should know, not everyone agrees. Kios Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan, that kofar, matam lomar im kofar, what do I get from the extra word im, l'rabba's kofar shelo b'kavana, ki kofar b'kavana, that kofar shelo b'kavana is the same as kofar with kavana. Am le'abaye el me'ata evanani. So if that's the case, by Yenevin, we should also say the same thing, that it should could have just said Evan. Matam lomar im Evan. The Rabbah says Evan shalom b'kavana, Kevin b'kavana. V'chitei machinami. And maybe you're going to say, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan makes that drasha even by an Evan, and Yichayiv shloshim shal Evan even shalom b'kavana. V'ramei Shlakish shor sheimus says Evan shalom b'kavana patim shloshim shkalim. V'ramei Shlakish doesn't hold that by an Evan. So Amar Lei, so Rav Dimi said to Abai, so what? Gavra gavra karamis. You're asking from Reish Lakish on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, how can you say something Reish Lakish says otherwise? Learn the rest of Shas. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have a problem saying otherwise from Reish Lakish. So the Gemara brings another memor of Rabbi Yochanan where he says beferush about the din of neved. Ki yasa ravin om Rabbi Yochanan eved matam lomar im eved l'rabbos eved shalom b'kavana ke eved b'kavana. That an eved shalom b'kavana pays shloshim shel eved just like eved b'kavana pays shloshim shel eved, meaning in blatant disagreement with Reish Lakish, who said that Ashar is nagach and eved shalom b'kavana is potter from shloshim shkalim. Ul Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, that it's potter from shloshim shkalim, nami neima mida eved im eved lo darish, kofer im kofer nami lo darish. Just like he doesn't darshan eved im eved, the extra im, he also shouldn't darshan the extra im by kofer legabi a ben chorin, and therefore he should be potter if it kills a ben chorin shalom b'kavana. So Amri, they explain, lo, it's not true. The drashas are not linked to each other. Eved im eved lo darish, kofer im kofer darish. We're not going to darshan the extra word im by eved, but we will by kofer. Maishna, why are they any different? Eved im eved lo ksiv b'makom tashlumen. Eved im eved, it doesn't say by legabi l'chiv tashlumen, it says by the ikur negicha, because it says im eved yiga hashar. So we could say that that it's written legufo in order to be mechalik between the ben chorin in the previous pasuk and eved in this pasuk. Kofer im kofer ksiv b'makom tashlumen. It says im kofer yushas alav. So since it's not needed legufa, it's there for a drasha to tell me that there's a chiv kofer when it's nogeach shelo b'kavan. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up the tzitzas v'chein ben o b'bas. Everyone have a wonderful day, Shabbos, and a freilichin zos Hanukkah.